the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Feed the Noise podcast, and the second season of the NBA is about to tip off as the playoffs are set to get underway. We got some playing games tonight in the Eastern Conference and in the Western Conference, and we're going to have a pair of picks and probably some additional action and bonus time across those two games this evening. But Lundy, looking at the entirety, the full slate of playoff games, I'm going to give you my favorite future on the board. It's just fading the Chicago Bulls. And I found this a couple of days ago at DraftKings. I know the juice has shifted a little bit, but still at minus 120 right now on Milwaukee -2.5 games over the series. So that means the Bucks either sweep or they win this thing 4-1 against Chicago. And if they, you know, do achieve that, then I score winner, winner, chicken dinner. And I think that is bound to happen as the Bucks have owned the Bulls. They have beat them in 10 of their last 11 games. And we know the struggle Chicago has had against the upper echelon of the NBA this season. They got no answer for Giannis and Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton. So Milwaukee -2.5 on the series spread. I hate to say this, but it almost sounds like easy money. And if you want to get a little action on the Bucks to sweep, right now at BetMGM, it's at plus 300. So what's your favorite NBA futures ticket now that the entire playoff scene is set?
Man, I hate to say this because you know where my pasty white ass is currently placed, and that is in the city of Denver. Golden State -1.5 right now is a -105. If Steph comes back, and Steve Kerr, I believe it was yesterday, said that it's basically going to come down to the wire as to whether he's available for game one. But every indication is that he will be back in the series. The question is, will it be game one or will it be game two? That seems to be what, if you read between the lines with Coach Kerr, that seems to be what he's saying. I don't know that Denver can beat Golden State with just Jokic. As good as he is and as much of an MVP season as he has had, I just don't know that Denver has enough pieces to win this series. So if for Golden State to wind up winning it, say 4-2, would not surprise me at all. My favorite is the one that you already brought up. My favorite is for Milwaukee to absolutely flip the bird to the Bulls, because Chicago has just fallen apart compared to what they were doing in the first couple of months of the season. I think Milwaukee does great. You were talking about the -2.5 spread. That thing is juiced to high heaven at this point because everybody has jumped on it because they don't have faith in the Bulls, and rightfully so.
No, yeah, exactly. So you might want to shop around a little bit. Even if it's like -150, you want to get some action on it right now. I would still advise doing so because I think the Bulls have zero shot of taking down Milwaukee in that series. And again, they could break out the brooms there in Wisconsin here in short order. And with that, let's get into it here on this Taco Tuesday edition with another spicy Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lenny, let's drop the puck and make some bucks. There was only one NHL game yesterday, but you have a plethora to choose from this evening. So what do you like? What is tickling your fancy, my man?
Yeah, I've brought this up before. Can I have a sit-down meeting, maybe over coffee, maybe some drinks, with whoever's in charge of the scheduling for the NHL? Because how do you go from having one game last night to 14 tonight? Because that's what the schedule is. That is freaking ridiculous. Anyway, I digress. Let's go down to America's Wang, Brad. Let's go to Florida. And let's talk about Florida and Anaheim. And Florida should kill them. Florida should wind up winning this one. Like, you could take them on the puck line at a -1.5, but I got to be honest with you, the juice sucks on them on the puck line. So I'm going to look at the total with this one, which sits at 6.5. I'm going to take the over at a -115. Folks, Florida could hit this over by themselves if they wanted to against Anaheim. Anaheim, the wings on the Ducks have been clipped. They have been deep fried and they have been served on a platter. Anaheim is ready for the season to be over with. I know, sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
So Florida's going to score. My guess is they're going to score at will. This is astounding to me. On the season, Florida's record on the over is 43 25-4.
Wow.
That is amazing at how much they have been hitting the over. Anaheim, in its own right, as much as they stink, they have actually managed to score a couple of goals here and there. They've actually hit the over in three out of their last four games, and they pushed in the other one. So both of these teams have been scoring machines lately. Take the over at 6.5 between Florida and Anaheim, -115 at DraftKings.
Oh, yeah. Pound that over and sound those sirens.
Number four.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball, where your boy had basically a golden sombrero last night. I think I had seven bets. I got one right. Thank you, Kyle Schwarber, in the 11th hour, knocking in a run. Otherwise, I would have been 0-for-8, and you don't want an octopus or a snowman on your golf cart or your betting card. I can tell you that right now. But we continue to trudge on through the early season action in the Rawhide, and I like Mookie Betts to knock in a run against the Minnesota Twins. So logging an RBI at +145. So gets seduced by that juice right now at BetMGM. Why am I high on Betts? Well, he's facing Chris Archer, who he has a storied history against. It is not a small sample size by any stretch of the imagination. 12-for-36 lifetime with 6 extra base hits, 4 homers, and 10 RBI with a 1.189 OPS, Lundy. Now, Chris Archer is on the comeback trail. He missed most of last season, limited just 19 1/3 innings pitched due to a hip setback, and really hasn't been relevant since the 2017 season because myriad injuries have really taken him down. Now, his velocity was up in the spring, so that's an encouraging sign. But given the history here, knowing that Archer is on the comeback trail, I think Mookie knocks in a run at +145 against the Twinkies. Lundy, fade or follow?
Let's do it like filling out the bracket without knowing anything. First of all, his first name is Mookie. I mean, that's just awesome. What's his last name? Betts. What do we do on this podcast? We
bet a lot.
Exactly. So you put all of those things together. Give me all the Mookie Betts props this season. I think it could wind up being an ongoing theme throughout the summer on this pod. We may just have to figure out a way to get Mookie Betts involved as often as possible. And the fact he's actually, you know, good at baseball as well. So I'm going to roll with this one. I'm going to take the RBI because you are not going to Krispy Kreme this thing again tonight. We got to get you back on track. I didn't have you and I were talking before we hit record. I didn't have my TV show yesterday, so I took the entire day off.
Smart.
I didn't even open my sports betting apps yesterday. I found myself on the golf course yesterday afternoon. I was like, screw it. I am completely unplugging, and I'm sure my bank account is grateful for that.
No doubt about it. Come on, Mookie. Make me some money. I'm trying to dig out of this trench that I'm currently stuck in.
Number three.
All right, let's move on. Let's go back to Major League Baseball, and let's slab a little butter on Mr. Cobb, and I'm going to dig in and gnaw away, and I think that's what he is going to do at this strikeouts prop. And I'm going to take the over on 4.5 against the San Diego Padres. And he's going to be like a beaver, man. He's going to be chomping down on some of that wood because Cobb has been a dude who is killing it in the strikeouts category. At least he did last season. 9.45 K per nine. And Lundy, I was checking out some of the spring training reports, and his velocity is up. So he averaged right around 93 miles per hour with his fastball. And he's been consistently hitting 96, 97, even touching occasionally 98 on the gun. So that extra giddy up, I think, is going to play a major factor here. Plus, last season, at home, a 2.22 ERA. Look at the pods. They're already averaging 8.4 strikeouts per nine in terms of total Ks, the fourth most on the young year in Major League Baseball. So you look at Alex Cobb, the history at home. You look at him and the velocity being up. San Diego, a lot of swing and a miss here early in the season. And I love this over at 4.5 strikeouts at +125 at DraftKings Sportsbook. And you and I were talking about before we hopped on with the pod today, there's 100% profit boost for a same game parlay at DraftKings for this TBS broadcasted matchup. Got to have a minimum of 3 legs. It's got to be a minimum of +300 in the end. But this will get you a long way to that +300, considering this is at plus odds. Again, on Alex Cobb, over 4.5 Ks against the pods. Fade or follow?
I like this one because I also like the under in the game. So as you like to say, correlate, synergize, bring it all together. And so the fact that I think you're looking at the under, I think that plays into the strikeout prop. You already talked about how he was looking over the course of spring training. You got to get yourself that velocity, and it looks like he's got some of that pop coming, at least here early in the season. So put all of those things together, and the fact that I like the under, which, as Brad was just telling you guys, with that boost that you can get at DraftKings, you may want to grab the under as one of your legs, you know, maybe boost it up just slightly, but then take the under. I don't know, maybe think about it. So I'm going to take the over on his strikeout props just because I think runs are going to be at a premium in this game.
Oh, I'll just give you early bonus time. My same game parlay that I got boosted from +350 to +700 because, again, it's 100%. It is Alex Cobb over on this 4.5 Ks. It is under on the game total, and I got that up on an alt line under 10.5 runs. And I just seen Mike Yastrzemski, Yaz, to log a hit, and he has got an unbelievable history against Yu Darvish. So all three of those events occur. Again, that's +700 there on that SGP. Come on, Cobb! Let's make some cash! Stay tuned for my top plays in the NBA play-in games, plus bonus time in the NHL, the NBA, and more Major League Baseball.
Number two.
All right, Lenny, we got these pair of matchups, and I'm going to go to the Minnesota game against the LA Clippers, and I unearthed this one, and it's a fun one. Will Cat Karl Anthony Towns make three or more triples? And I say yes, he does against the Clip, and that is juiced to +150 at BetMGM. Now, you look at Cat on the season, he averaged 4.9 three-point attempts per game, netting 2 makes per contest. So, again, a full tick below this threshold. But he shot 41% flat from along the arc on the season, closed out the regular season going over this in 2 of 4 games. And in 3 matchups against the Clippers, he went 3 threes, 3 threes, and a donut. In that game, he barely played. And when he had the big old Krispy Kreme in the box score. You look at the Clippers, yes, they've allowed the 13th lowest three-point percentage over the last 10 games, giving up 36.1%. But because Cat at 6'11", 250 pounds, a guy that is the reigning three-point shootout champion, is comfortable stepping out and knocking down some of those jumpers, I think he pushes 3 through the cylinder, and we cash this on a handsome +150 again at BetMGM. So fade or follow, Karl Anthony Towns, 3 or more made trays against a Clip, +150 at BetMGM.
I really like this one, especially at the plus odds that we can get it. You talked about what he did down the stretch, and I just think, look, I'll go ahead and say this. In terms of the Western Conference and the play-in, whoever loses this game is going to turn around and win the next one. They're both going to be in the playoffs. I'm telling you, the 7 and 8 are coming out of these two teams. I don't think San Antonio or the Pels can hang with either of these two teams if it comes to that in terms of the second piece of the play-in coming up on Thursday. So I'll just throw that out there right now. I think this is going to be a highly entertaining game, but I actually believe that both of these teams are going to proceed. I think Minnesota would like to have it be won and done and go ahead and take the 7 spot. So I think they've got a lot of motivation tonight, and that motivation is going to come with Karl Anthony Towns. I like the idea of him shooting from the outside. Take the over in this one, especially. Ooh, nice payday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bang some threes, Big Cat.
Number one.
All right, last but certainly not least, my favorite play here on tonight's playing games in the NBA playoffs. I'm going to take the under on the Cleveland Cavaliers team total at 109.5 in Brooklyn. This one juiced up a little bit because it's come down. It opened actually at minus 110 on the under for 110.5. But a lot of people apparently pounding that under, and as a result, it's -130 on this 109.5 at BetMGM. You look at Cleveland, man, they have had their struggles on the road, and they are mighty struggles at that. Over the last 30 days, number 25 in a net efficiency rating, and over that same span, number 24 in adjusted offensive efficiency. So scoring has certainly been a chore for them, to say the least. The Brooklyn Nets, meanwhile, number 8 in adjusted defensive efficiency over the last 30 days. They're giving up just 1.110 points per possession. And in the two prior matchups, inside the Barclays, Cleveland went for 107 and just 99 points. So in a game in which I think the Brooklyn defense is going to be locked down, remember Kyrie is available and will be playing now at home. He's only had 6 home games the entire year because of the fallout with the COVID mandates in New York City, but he'll be on the floor, and you know that he puts a stranglehold on the opposition defensively, him and KD combined. And as a result, this very green and inexperienced Cleveland team will not rise to the occasion. So fade or follow the Cavs under 109.5 team total points at Brooklyn, minus 130, though available at BetMGM. What do you say there, Lundy?
I'll pay the juice on this one. You know, I don't hate this one. I actually think this is another game that you could have some fun with the same game parlay if you want to.
Yep.
And so you could say, all right, let me take Cleveland. Let me take the under on their team total. Maybe bump it up to like, I don't know, buy yourself 4 points, maybe 5, and slap together. Get yourself a 3, maybe 4 legger. Get it into positive territory. I would take a look at that. You know, we already talked about the bonus from a baseball standpoint that DK is doing. They're also doing a $10 deal today and tomorrow for these play-in games, I believe, where you do a same game parlay, you throw 10 bucks on it. If you miss it by a leg, you get your $10 back, something like that. I don't have it in front of me right now, but they are doing some sort of a same gamer bonus type thing. And all the books are, and I said it on Friday's podcast, I'll say it again today. Right now, with the NBA playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball, these books have got so many different bonuses, folks. Make sure you're checking them out, because they've got some cool stuff to try to get you engaged, and you don't have to bet a lot to be able to take advantage of them. So make sure that you're doing it. I like the under on this team total with Cleveland. I think this is Brooklyn's game to be able to win and win somewhat easily.
Yeah, convincingly. You see in the line movement, it opened at 8.5. It's already up to 9.5 in most of the shops that are out there. Oh, speaking of same game parlay, Lundy, it's bonus time. Let me give you one on this game, and then I'll pass the baton over and you can throw it back at me afterwards. But I got a 5-legger in this Cavs and Nets game. Give me Brooklyn on the money line. Give me Kevin Durant, 5-plus assists, which he has done in 17 of his last 18 games. Give me Darius Garland to get a steal, which he's done in 6 of his last 9. Nice contests. And 3 of 4 against the Nets this season. Give me Garland under 27.5 points, which happened in 2 of 3 matchups against Brooklyn for him earlier this year. And then we'll take that team total up just a little bit higher, give us a little bit of a cushion, so we can avoid the push in here on Cleveland, 115.5. So all 5 of those legs hit. It's plus 220 at BetMGM on that one game parlay. What else you got?
Very nice. How about we get a little crazy? I told you there's 14 games in the National Hockey League tonight. So I'll tell you what, I am going to roll on the regulation money line. All right. So this is the 60-minute line. Books call it different things. This is basically the 60-minute line, no overtime. Let me give you these 3 in regulation. Florida, who we were just talking about, should be able to score at will against Anaheim. Take Washington as well, as the Caps are at home against the Flyers. And then take Toronto, who is at home against Buffalo. Buffalo has actually won 2 out of the 3 meetings against Toronto, but Buffalo's got nothing to play for other than to be spoiler, and Toronto needs to wake the bleep up as we get closer to the playoffs, okay? Somebody remind the Leafs that we're getting close to the postseason, please, because they're starting to frustrate me. But if I take all 3 of those on the regulation money line, it's a plus 217.
Ooh, daddy like. Very nice there, Lundy. All right, let's get back to Major League Baseball. And I'm going to toss out another player prop that I'm rather high on, and I'll give you a runs under first 5 innings prop as well. Give me Patrick Sandoval to strike out 5. And I tell you what, let's make this a 1-gamer as well. And I'm going to slap that together on a 2-leg against the Miami Marlins under 4.5 runs to get it at plus odds. That's even money, plus 100. You look at Sandoval, a guy last season, 3.39 ERA, 79 and two-thirds innings pitch as a starter with a 9.72 K per 9 and just a 1.18 whip. Miami has really struggled this season scoring runs, 5-2-2-2 so far on the young year, and they're averaging 10 strikeouts per 9 innings. It's easy math. They played 4 games, 10 times 4. That's 40 total Ks. Lundy, that's top 6 in Major League Baseball right now. So Sandoval, 5-plus strikeouts, and the Marlins under 4.5 runs. You get that at +100. Now, Cincinnati and Cleveland, we've got a couple of outstanding arms going toe-to-toe in this one. Tyler Molly of the Cincinnati Reds going up against the Bieber Fever, Shane Bieber. The velocity has been down a little bit. Still, I like the under on 4.5 runs through the first 5 innings combined for these two teams. Molly, in his first start of the season, 5 innings, 0 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and struck out 7. Very good, usually, first and second time through the order, at least he was last season. Bieber, meanwhile, only went 4 2/3 innings pitch. There is a little bit of a concern there. His velocity just at 90.2 miles per hour in that opener, but 11.63 K per night at home last season. And Cincinnati has struck out already 39 times in total through their first handful of games this year. So under 4.5 runs in the Battle of Ohio between the Reds and the Guardians. I like that one quite a bit. All right, back to the NBA. I'm going to take the under on Kevin Durant, 15.5 assists plus rebounds. So I like the over on assists. I think he'll get to at least 5, but I think the rebounds is where it gets a little bit tricky. He has been over this in 6 of his last 10, but against Cleveland this season, 10, 15, and 7 combined. And you look at the Cavs, 12th fewest rebounds per game allowed, though they've got up the 12th most assists per game in their last 10. And here's one other fun one for you. Paul George to get the most points tonight in the match between the Clippers and the Timberwolves. It's going to be close between him and Cat. But George at +110 to achieve that feat. You know he's going to jack what? Probably anywhere between 15 to 20 shots. And he's shooting 59.1% from distance over his last 3. And Minnesota's getting up 122.8 points per game in their last 10. Woo, that's a lot. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.